For the fourth year in a row, the federal government reached its small business contracting goals, spending 24% of its contracting dollars on small businesses. In 2016, that amounted to about $100 billion. Overall, the government received an A-plus in its small business contract report card, but it fell short on a subset of specific procurement goals, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers reports.
If one is chance, two's a coincidence, and three is a pattern, does four set a standard? Officials with the Small Business Administration chalk up another good grade for the government to more data-driven analysis and goals that better reflect procurement abilities of each agency. That's according to Kenneth Dodds, Director of Policy, Planning, and Liaison at SBA. Dodds said SBA has also provided agencies with tools that allow them to compare how they're doing versus a government average in certain industries and see if there might be an opportunity to seize.
The methodology that we use, it takes into account prime contracting, subcontracting, and a peer review process, so it's not just the numbers. We give out different grades to agencies based on all those factors.
Dodds said of the 24 CFO agencies that were scored, four of them met 9 of the 10 goals for both prime and subcontracting goals. They were the Commerce Department, DHS, the Labor Department, and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. None of the agencies had a perfect score. The government as a whole reached its small business goal and also hit a milestone with its small disadvantaged business goal.
It's been trending up. Last year, we actually hit the highest achievement to date. So 15 was the highest that we'd ever done. We beat it again this year. So it continues to go up. One of the biggest contributors to that is the Department of Defense. If they meet their goals, the government does well. They did meet their SDVO goals, so that helps.
While the government hit its overall mark, it failed to meet its HUBZone and women-owned small business goals. Last year, the government, for the first time, reached its 5% women-owned small business mark since the bar was set in 1996. For HUBZones, or historically underutilized business zones, the government only got halfway to its 3% goal. The reason for the dip? Removing the overseas contract category from the exclusion list. John Sciarca most recently served as SBA's Associate Administrator of Government Contracting and Business Development and is now a Managing Director at Palero Maza Advisory Services. He said historically, overseas contracts were excluded from the dollars that SBA looked at in its scorecard. But that changed.
Apparently, at some point, there was a decision made, and this was back in 97, I think. The decision was made. There were certain things included. There were some smaller agencies that were excluded. Leasing, as an example, was excluded. And for whatever reason, overseas contracts was determined not to be a place where small businesses could potentially play. Based on one of the National Defense Authorization Acts, we actually did a reanalysis of what was being excluded. And based on a memo that Office of General Counsel prepared, we looked at certain things that we really couldn't justify continuing excluding them. One of them, one of the larger ones, was overseas contracts. So that when we stopped excluding that, that by definition just increased the base, right? And when you increase the base, you bring that under management. So now agencies were being goaled not only on their, CONUS, Continental United States contracts. When we graded them, we would be evaluating how they were performing on their overseas contracts as well.
Because of that change, about $60 billion was added back into the base for scorecard review, which is why there was a slight dip of about 1.4% for the overall percentage of small business dollars spent between 2015 and 2016. And SBA officials and agencies already have their sights set on next year's scorecard. The fiscal 2017 grade will also factor in small business participation. Sciarca said the reason the scoring will change is due to the last NDAA.
The National Defense Authorization Act was pretty prescriptive with respect to weight on subcontracting. It increased the weight for subcontracting. It reduced the rate for prime contracting. And it said that we had to also weigh participation, but it didn't say what participation would look like, right? So what does that mean?
And that means a potential problem for the federal government's strategic sourcing initiative, John Sciarca said.
We're going to establish these big vehicles. There's only going to be maybe 10, 15, 20 contractors, and then we're going to force the big seven to buy off of these vehicles, and we'll drive down prices by building up volume. Now, the OMB would say, hey, SBA, don't complain. We're still going to meet our small business goals because the you know, of the 20 contractors that are on there, 10 of them are small. Now, what we would say is, wait a second, there's only, well, how about the other 1,000 companies that might have provided this product or service?
At the end of the day, the agencies are meeting their goals, but they didn't really meet the spirit of the law, Shiraka said. Despite some heated discussions with the Office of Management and Budget and Office of Federal Procurement Policy, small business participation was added to next year's scorecard. As for any other changes that might happen, SBA's Kenneth Dodd said they're taking a bit of a wait-and-see approach. After all, this is a new administration.
I have no doubt that they'll want to take a look at the scorecard and make their, you know, tweaks in accordance with, you know, their, you know, ideas. I don't think we've had enough time yet to do that. So, you know, we have the scorecard that we have for this year is already in a, you know, we already know what the parameters for that are. And I'm sure as we go forward, there will be some changes to it. But I just don't know what those will be yet.
John Shiraka said it's important to keep up the momentum of the past 4 scorecards. And that will start at the top, both at agencies at the management level and the White House. In Washington, Meredith Summers, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Meredith's story at FederalNewsRadio.com.